Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
we're giving it up. But I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise. Because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
Hallelujah. Praise God. It is a blessing to be here once again to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is awesome, he is mighty, he is wonderful, and he is worthy to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything and everyone that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we want to welcome each and every one of you to another edition of the Virtuous Wives Network. Here we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and we walk through the word to see what thus saith the Lord concerning marriage and the covenant created by God the Father, through Christ Jesus the Son, and that is taught by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, we have Prophet Morgan here with us from Outpouring of Life International Worship Center, as well as True Life Outreach Ministries with Minister Bonnie Howell. Man of God, how are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I am well in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are waiting on Minister Bonnie Howell, praise God, but the woman of God will be in the studio, glory to God, in just a few minutes, people of God. So we just thank each and every one of you again for joining us here. Praise God, and we know that you will be blessed today. We know that you will receive a word from the Lord. We know that you are a child of God, praise the Lord. And the Lord wishes to bless you with a wonderful word. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is a wonderful day, praise God, in the kingdom of God. We have been granted another day, praise the Lord, to sit before the Lord, our God, and to be blessed by him. And count it not a small thing. Praise God, because there are those who did not wake up to see another day. So know that you are blessed to be here. You are blessed to have a husband. You are blessed to have a wife. You are blessed to have children, for there are those who do not have children. You are blessed, praise God, to have a husband. There are those who do not have husbands. You are blessed to have a mother or a father, for there are those who don't have a close relationship with their parents. There are those who have fallen out of love with their parents, praise God, and I'm going to just say it like that, fallen out of love, praise God. It's not that they don't love them, amen. It's just that they're not in that place where they used to be, where they're loving on each other, amen. Praise God. So if you have that loving relationship with your mother and your father, know that you are blessed. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God, because God has allowed you to have that relationship that so many men and women, praise God, wish that they had. Amen? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, we are about to get into the word of the Lord. Praise God. But before we do that, I want to offer up a word of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you to bring forth a word that will bless your people. Bring forth a word that will answer their prayers, a word that will confirm what you have already spoken to them, O Lord God, or what needs to be spoken, O Lord, a word that gives them direction, O Lord God, for they have been seeking answers, O Lord. Let that word be an answer, O Lord, to that in which they have been seeking, Father. Let this word, O Lord, stir up, O Lord, what you have already placed on the inside of them. Let this word equip them and empower them. Let this word inspire them, O Lord God. But most importantly, O Lord, let this word lead them, O Lord God, to do the things in which you would have them to do, to say the things in which you would have them to say, and to just be who you called them to be, O Lord God, in their home, in their marriage, in their ministry, O Lord God, before their children and their family, Father God. So we thank you right now in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, for the word will be powerful and it will come forth and it will bring forth a harvest, O Lord God, where your people and your children will respond to your word, O Lord God, readily and willingly in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that all of us will decrease and allow all of you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to increase. I ask that you would allow your presence to be felt and made known, O Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Teach as only you can teach. Preach and speak as only you can. Lead and guide as only you can. Give a word, O Lord God, that they may say, yes, it was the Lord. And let only what you want us to say be said. Let nothing, Lord God, be added, and let nothing be taken away. It is in the name of Jesus that I thank you for what I've asked for, O Lord. For I know that my petition and my request has already been granted, and it has already been given. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Well, I tell you, people of God, that the first thing that, you know, I really want you to know and that I want to be said is it is a wonderful thing to be married, praise God, and to have someone that you can share life with, amen. When you're going through things, it is good to have that one who you can call on, that one who you can talk to, that one that you know that has your back, that one who you know is for you and not against you, that one that really truly knows you, amen, and they know about you, they know, you know, your strengths, they may also know your weaknesses, amen, but they encourage you, amen. They lift you up, they make you laugh, they make you smile, amen. They bring out the best in you, praise God. And they allow you to see just how good God truly and really is. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And it is a blessing to be loved on by God. It is a blessing to be cared for by the Lord. But today we came to talk to you, praise God, about patience. Amen. Because a Proverbs 31 woman is a patient woman. Glory to God. She is a woman that knows how to wait. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. She is a woman that knows, praise God, when it is time, amen, and when she should sit and be still. Glory to God. I believe we have Minister Bonnie Howell with us. Woman of God, how are you today?
Oh, it's well. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am blessed. Praise God. I'm so happy to hear your voice. And we are all here ready to bring forth the word of God as he uses us as his vessels. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the woman that we're talking about today is a Proverbs 31 woman, a virtuous woman and wife and mother, is a patient woman. Amen.
Amen.
Because she's going to have to wait. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have to know, glory be to God, when it is time to do a thing. And the only way that she will know that, praise the Lord, is by having that relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because it takes the strength of all three together, praise God, to keep you in that perfect place where you can wait, to strengthen you, to help you to endure, glory to God. Because, see, your children, praise God, may not be where you want them to be. They may not be where you need them to be. They may not be doing what you want them to do. Oh, come on, somebody. And you're going to have to wait for them to get to that place, praise God. And in the process of your waiting, praise God, in the process of you being patient, glory to God, you're going to have to pray. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to have to walk the floor for your children. You're going to have to intercede for your kids. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let us go to the word of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Let us look at the book of Luke, chapter 21 and verse 19. For those of you who do not have a Bible in front of you, praise God, please go to www.BibleGateway.com, amen, and type in Luke 21 and verse 19. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to give you a little time to get there in your Bibles, but Minister Howell knows exactly what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Prophet Morgan also knows what I'm talking about. A patient woman knows how to handle the children, amen, when they're out of whack. Praise God. A patient woman, glory be to God, knows how to handle, praise God, the household, glory to God, when things are not in the order in which they should be, amen, until they can get to that place. For example, if you're a man of God, praise the Lord, is out of work, a patient woman, amen, knows how to comfort him and be there for him and support him, amen, rather than saying all manner of evil things to him in the process of him getting from the place where he is to the place of employment. Oh, come on now, somebody.
Amen.
She knows how to encourage him and empower him rather than destroying him. Amen.
Amen.
If he has went out and looked for work, for example, and he did not find any work for that day, praise God, because there are day labor jobs, praise the Lord, as well as there are, you know, where you go the conventional way, you go out and you look for jobs, you fill out applications. Some of those jobs that you go to, praise God, you are able to do an on-the-spot interview, but he may have done that but not received the job that he was hoping to receive, praise God. The virtuous woman, the patient woman that she is, knows how to say, baby, you know what? That's not the job that the Lord has for you. And he wouldn't give you a job where you would be miserable. Oh, come on, somebody. That's not the right place for you. God knows how to open a door for you and close the doors that need to be closed. And I know that the door that God will open will be a job that brings you happiness, joy, and peace, as well as that will keep us close together as a family. It won't draw us away from each other, but it will draw us closer together. And, baby, all you have to do is wait on that job, praise God. Continue to go and to look for jobs. And one of those jobs, just know that one of those jobs, God is going to open a door for you. Whichever job that God has for you that he wants to bless you with and place into your hands, that's the job that you will receive. And I stand confident behind you as my husband that you will get that job that God has for you. Oh, come on now, somebody.
Amen.
glory to God. But see, you know, you have to know how to encourage him. Amen?
Amen.
You have to be patient in the process of him looking for a job. It is not easy to be a man that knows how to provide for his household, but to be out of work. It is not easy, praise the Lord. When the
Amen.
Children are acting up, glory to God.
Amen.
And they're all over the place. And you want better for them. And you want what is best for them. But you have to wait for them, like the, praise God, the story of the prodigal son. Oh, come on, somebody. You have to wait patiently for that child to return. But in the process of your waiting, you're not just sitting around. You're praying. Fasting. Worshiping God. Thanking God for their safe return. Thanking God for covering them and protecting them and keeping them wherever they are. Thanking God for watching over them. Thanking God that they will one day open that door and you will see their faces yet again. You're not just sitting around idly in the process of your waiting. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you've gotten to Luke 21 and verse 19. Praise God. It says, in your patience, possess ye your soul. So you're going to have to be patient, praise the Lord, when your children, amen, are acting up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When they are not, come on now, let's say they're in the house with you, amen.
Glory.
So they don't want to do what is right, amen. They don't want to set the table. They don't want to make the bed. They don't want to take out the trash. They don't want to go to school. They don't want. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right now.
They don't want to do anything other than whatever it is that they want to do. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Praise God. Because, see, you have to wait for them to get to that place. Praise the Lord. Well, they can come back and say, Mother, I'm so sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. You know, I was giving you such a hard time. I'm sorry. I made it hard for you. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, woman of God.
She says she's sorry, too.
Yes, Lord. She's sorry for some of that crying she did. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The easy to read version says, you will save yourselves by continuing strong in your faith through all these things. Come on now. Patiently waiting for your husband to receive a job, or patiently waiting for you to receive a job, because the bills, praise God, are weighing heavy on your man of God's shoulders. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Patiently waiting for your government assistance to kick in. Oh, come on, somebody. Patiently waiting to see if your son or your daughter will get into that school. Oh, come on now. Patiently waiting for your healing. Oh, come on, somebody.
Ah, my mama.
Patiently waiting for your deliverance. Oh, come on, somebody. Patiently waiting for God to do that in which only he can do in your marriage. Only he can do in the relationship between mother and son, or mother and daughter, father and daughter, father and son. Patiently waiting for him to restore the bond that has been broken. Amen. Glory to God. Minister Howell, go forth.
Amen. We have to have patience. Glory to God. And we have to stand by our spouse. Glory to God. When they need help with situation, that's what we are for as virtuous women of God. To be that support, to be that help me, glory to God, because we have to realize that our spouses are human also. So
amen.
They go through things like we do, glory to God. They have feelings like we do, glory to God. And we have to take care of one another, so that's what it's all about. So we have to patiently wait and see how God going to speak to us in these circumstances. We have to get in his presence and seek the Lord. Get on our knees. That's what it means to get in his presence. Get on your knees and pray. Seek the face of God in the situation.
Amen.
That God will lead you in the way that you should go.
Praise the Lord. Preach, woman of God. Yes. Prophet, go
forth. Amen. Amen. You know what you were saying, Prophet, is being so true, because see, the thing of it is, when we face trials, we got to understand something here. Amen. We got to understand something here, that when we face trials, the enemy wants to see, can we stand? See, because the Bible says, having done all to stand, stand therefore with your loins girded about with truth. And we lose the battle, people of God, not because we don't fight, because a lot of times it's not in the fight, because the battle is not even yours. But God says, I at least need you to show up to the battle.
Amen.
You're not going to fight it, but I need you to show up. And I need you to let the enemy know that I'm not scared and I'm going to stand my ground. I'm not going to move. No matter what happens, I'm going to stand where I need to be.
Amen.
And the thing of it is, the enemy does not, hallelujah, worry about us, because he says, I know they're not going to be standing long, no way.
Jesus.
I know they're not going to stand. I know they're talking about faith. But, you know, the Bible says that it talks about in the Bible, where it says the spirit goes out and waits for another season. And what does that mean? The spirit goes out and waits for another season. Wait, when you're not standing so strong in faith. Wait for when you're a little weak. Yeah, she around her Christian friends, so she feel all power. Empowered now, he tells demons, don't mess with her right now, because she will beat you down. But wait a little bit.
Amen.
Standing there a while.
Jesus.
Wait till she's been standing there. And so a lot of times, and I want to encourage today, praise God, because this is a word that Prophet Zia set up to encourage you. Stand in your faith. Because when you stand in your faith, you can save your household. You can save your household. If you stand in your faith, you can stop doing a whole lot of stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If you stand in your faith, you can dismantle some of the arguments that you are having.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you stand in your faith, the enemy will not have a loophole into your house.
Amen.
See, because he can't go where faith is.
Amen.
See, because the Bible says, if you believe on me, as the scriptures have said, then out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the key word there, Prophet Z, is believe. If you stand in faith, well, gosh, it looks crazy, because you say we are children, but yet we can't get a job, we can't find a break, we can't even afford to pay attention.
Amen.
And you're telling us to stand in faith. having done all the things. You've done everything you know how to do. And it has not worked. So stand in your faith.
Amen.
Because says the Bible says in the book of James, it says, when you stand in faith, it says what? And let patience have her perfect work.
Amen.
Mm.
See, it's going to work something in you in that standing. No, you get tired, and yes, you get bored with standing there and standing firm and doing what God tells you to do.
Amen.
Despite being tired of watching everything fall down, and it seems as if you can do nothing about it.
Amen.
Yeah, I know where you've been, but let me tell you something. When you stand in your faith, know that your God is not only, hallelujah, the God of the universe, but he's a God who cares for you. He's a
Amen.
God, and I'm going to try not to go here because I do know that other people want to speak, praise God. But he's a God that never leaves you alone.
Never
leaves you alone. That's why I said I'm trying not to go here, but he never leaves you alone. I'm a living witness to it. Things happen in my life every day that lets me know that he never leaves me alone. He just wants to know where you're standing at. Whose side are you standing on? When you're going through this trial, when you're going through this trial in your marriage, whose side are you standing on?
Faithful.
Are you standing on my side in faith, and even though it's rough, because on my side in faith, I don't give everything handed to you on a silver platter, on a silver spoon.
Amen.
Because sometimes if it comes too quick, you don't need it.
Amen.
See, I'm just going to be real. If it comes too quick, so stand in your faith.
Mm.
The Bible says, cast not away your confidence. What is that? What is confidence? Faith in God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I have no, there ain't no doubt he's going to bring me through. Well, and then you'll hear folks tell you, well, girl, what if he don't do that for your marriage? Well, man, what if he don't do that for your relationship? Ain't no if. I have full confidence. And I tell people, you don't need a plan B when you're dealing with God. You only need
Amen.
A plan B when you're dealing with people.
Amen.
And so stand in your faith. Stand in the liberty by which Christ has made you free. Because those little, I don't know why I'm going here, but those little quick schemes that the enemy has got you trying to do, they're only going to lead to more problems in your
Amen.
Marriage. So stand in your faith. Don't believe what your brothers are saying. Don't believe what your sisters are saying. Don't believe what anybody else is saying. But God is saying, I made you free. Don't mess around and use the enemy stuff, and then he has a right to entrap you and put you in bondage because you touched something that you shouldn't have touched.
Jesus.
Because everything that, I don't know why I'm saying this or who I'm saying this for, but everything that you touch of the enemy is designed to put you in bondage.
Jesus.
And he has
okay, now you're going to have to explain all of that, Prophet. You're going to have to explain what you're saying.
Everything, I'm going to break it down, everything that you touch of the enemy is designed to put you in bondage. And I'm gonna explain it because watch this. This is the thing right here. You touch something of his, you go and you sell drugs. And he makes drugs look glamorous.
Mm.
It's fast money and I can help my man of God, or I can do this, or I can do this for my family. But he doesn't tell you about the sentence you get if you get caught.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh. Mm.
See, but he, why does he do that? Because he has to make the bait look pretty or you won't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
See, with Eve, it was fruit. Then she looked at it and it was desirable. And then she saw that it was good for food.
Amen.
He had to make it look presentable. That's why, how do you think they came up with the saying, everything that glitters ain't gold?
Ah, mama.
Praise the Lord.
We got to understand that prophecy. And it's the time now that we've got to understand something. It is like, we've got to ask God in this day and time, especially in these days and times, when people present stuff to us, okay, yeah, but Lord, strip that naked for me. Because it sounds good, but is it good? And you know how you're going to find that out? Standing in your faith. Standing in your confidence that he ain't going to lead you wrong. That he's not going to let you get trapped up in a whole bunch of mess. That he's not going to suffer your foot to be moved.
Amen.
And you're going to have to do that. I got more, but I'm going to give it over to Prophetess B, and then because she'll come back in, and I'll share the rest in a minute.
Amen. Prophetess. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We have to understand that there are periods and times, there are seasons, praise God, and you may be in that waiting season. Glory to God. You may have a husband who's going to be, oh, Jesus, a Fortune 500 man of God. Oh, come on, somebody.
Yes.
But are you patient? Are you waiting? Am I saying that that's what you're striving for? No, I'm not. But you don't know what God is going to do in your man of God. You don't know what God is going to do in your husband. Are you waiting? Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
If the only job he can find right now is Burger King, are you waiting? Or are you telling him what kind of man can take care of his family on a Burger King salary? What kind of man, you know, has a wife and children to take care of, and he can't even take care of his household, going to work at Burger King? What kind of man would let his wife not have a car to drive? Or what kind of man? Are you being patient and waiting?
Thank you.
Are you waiting? Because the car you force him to buy today will be the end of your marriage tomorrow.
Thank you.
That BMW that you want right now that you cannot afford will end your marriage tomorrow. Because he's going to get tired.
Wow.
Of trying to put on this image. He's going to get tired. You know, so you can walk around and you pull up into the church, in the church parking lot, child, girl, yeah, honey. I'm stepping out my BMW right now, girl. Stepping out my Lexus right now. Stepping in. I'm blessed, girl, and highly favored. And he's trying to figure out how he's going to make ends meet. He's trying to figure out how he's going to be able to pay the rent and the light and the water and put food on the table and make sure you have your needs met, your beauty needs, you know, your feminine hygiene needs, praise God. He's trying to figure out how he's going to do that and buy clothes for the kids and shoes and school supplies and still be able to afford this BMW that you want so bad. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
Are you forcing him to get that big house on the hill? You know, because you got to live in a certain neighborhood and drive a certain kind of car and wear a certain kind of clothes and go to a certain kind of schools. And you making this man lose his mind. Are you waiting patiently? Oh, come on, somebody.
My.
Because you have to live up to a certain standard. You have to have certain kinds of things. Oh, come on now. Are you waiting patiently? Because, see, he will get to that place. But are you putting the, as they say, are you putting the cart before the horse? Glory to God. I'm going to go back to the word of the Lord before I give the floor back to Minister Howman. Amen. Praise the Lord. This woman of God back here, hey, she got something to say. Praise God. I know you got a mouthful to say, woman of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 1, praise God. I want you to get there in your Bible, so I'm not going to, praise the Lord. I'm not going to say the scripture as of yet. I want to give you a little time to get there. Amen. Praise God. Yes. In the baby Bible as well, obviously. Praise God.
Can you say the scripture again?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 3 and what verse?
1.
Okay.
The first verse.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But see, we're going somewhere here. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Because, see, I want you to understand, woman of God, you have to know how to wait. There is, praise God, when you plant, praise the Lord, there is a time to plant, and then there's a time to harvest what has been planted. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you willing to wait for the harvest? Because that's where your patience kicks in. You don't produce fruit without first planting a seed. The Bible says seed was given to the sower. And then it goes to talk about the seed, you know, that was produced by the wayside and among thorns and on good ground. And praise the Lord. But you don't produce a harvest without a seed. The Bible says you reap what you sow, but you had to sow in order to reap. The Bible clearly is telling you, you're going to reap what it is that you're sowing. So if we say, praise the Lord, that there is a time to plant and then there's a time to harvest what has been planted, okay, but you have to plant first. Amen. You hear baby girl? That's what she said, yeah. Praise the Lord, woman of God. You ready to preach? Amen. You waiting patiently? All right now. Praise God. Glory to God. We're looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1, 6, and 7. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you're there in your Bible by now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we have to, women of God, we have to know what God is doing. Amen?
Amen.
Because only what God is doing, only what God has set in motion, that is the only actions we can look forward to. What do I mean by that? If God, praise the Lord, is going to bless you, he said, I made you the head and not the tail. I made you above and not beneath. Praise God. But in order to be the head, you have to come up from that place where you are to be the head. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. For example, you started off in the mail room. Now you own the company. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. You started off as the friend. Now you're the wife. Oh, come on. Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Come on. You started as the confidant, the one that she can talk to and the one that, you know, she could express herself with and verbalize with, and she didn't have anybody else, but you were there for her. Now you're her husband. Why? Because you branded.
Amen.
Now you reap the harvest of what you planted. Oh, come on, somebody. Because
Amen.
The whole time that you were being a shoulder to cry on, the whole time you were being a good friend, you wanted to be the wife. Oh, come on, somebody. You wanted to be the husband.
Yes.
Or the boyfriend. And then the husband. Praise God.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. We won't tell the truth over here today.
Yes,
the whole time you was being that good friend, you were thinking about being that good wife or that good husband. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You came in the door of that company looking to be the CEO or the CFO. But you had to start at the bottom to work your way up to the top. You are now the head and not the tail. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
You are now the wife and not the friend. You worked your way up from the bottom to the top. You are now the husband and not the friend. I mean, you're still a friend, praise God, but you're not just a friend. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, let's go to the word, praise God. Hallelujah. It says, to everything there is a season. Okay? And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 6 and 7. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend, to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent. Oh, come on now. And a time to speak. Because nobody needed to know that you were working on making that man your husband. Nobody needed to know that you were working on making that woman your wife. Nobody needed to know that the plan you had when you got in that company was to be the head of the company. Come on, somebody. There was a time for you to be silent. Until, praise God, it had been manifested so you can speak. I am now CEO. I am now CFO. I am now a wife. I am now. Oh, come on, somebody. That was the plan the whole time. That was the goal the whole time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is it your season? Because I know right now you may be the friend, but one day you'll be the wife. Can you be patient and wait till that time comes? Or I know right now you're the mail room, but one day you'll be the CEO, the CFO. Can you be patient and wait till that time comes? Because right now he may just be in the mail room. Right now he may be at Burger King, but you know what? He may own Burger King after it's over. Can you see the potential in him, the purpose in him, and can you wait for that seed to harvest? Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. See, you can get a job, but then just as quickly as you've got it, you can lose it. Because there's a time to get and a time to lose. You can get a man, but you can quickly lose that man you got because you didn't know how to keep what you had. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a wife, or you can keep a wife, but if you cast her away before the fruit has been harvested, oh, come on, somebody, but walk around, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost, somebody, you want a good woman, oh, come on now, walking around, I want a good man, can't find a good man, there are no good men out there, you had a good man, oh, come on.
Whoa.
But it was time for you to cast him away, obviously, because he didn't get where you wanted him to go in enough time. Oh, come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. Preach up in here.
Oh, come on. He couldn't keep you in the place you wanted to be kept, so it was a time to cast him away. Come on, somebody.
Preach.
You had to, come on, a time to rent, a time to sow. You had to tear him down instead of sowing because you were supposed to sow where he had been torn. Oh, come on now. In his confidence, in his self-esteem, in his value in himself as a man. Oh, come on, somebody. A time to keep silent. Sometimes he just needs you to be quiet. You know, even if he says something that's wrong. Oh, come on, somebody. Even if he tells you who you are not instead of who you are. Oh, come on, somebody. Right now he needs you to be silent and not give him, oh, come on, lip service. Not be word for word. Preach, woman of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Tell them. Yeah. They need to hear. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, he may have been looking for you to talk back to him. He may have been looking for you to give him word for word. But there is a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. Oh, come on now. There is a time, and I'm going to give the floor back to Minister House. There is a time to get, praise God, a plan together. And then there's a time to lose that plan for a better plan. Oh, come on now. Woo! There's a time to keep a call, but then there's a time to cast that call away. That call is stealing your marriage, your sanity, your peace of mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Your husband and your children, because the car is more important than anything and anybody else.
Oh.
The house is more important than anything and anybody else. Oh, come on now. I'm going to go there. Holy Ghost. Sitting on the front row of the church is more important than anything and anybody else. You got to get to church on time. You know, having your big hat, your nice suit, stiletto shoes on the front row with your nice fan. Not the church fan, but you know, the kind that the Chinese people make. You got to have your fan. You know, you got to look good on the front row. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. And there's a time to say, you know what, I don't need to keep these. I don't need to keep buying these hats. I don't need to keep wearing these clothes. I got to do away with this. This way of thinking is not what needs to be kept. I need to keep my husband, keep my soul and my sanity and my salvation, my relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. A time to tear up what? Tear down that mindset that has you thinking, praise God, Jesus, that your husband and your children are your servants. They work for you. Oh, come on. Oh, go on out there and make my money. Make sure that I can stay in the house I want to live in, the car I want to drive, the clothes and the shoes and everything. Go on out there. No, tear that down. You need to sow a new seed, a seed of love and happiness and joy and peace. That's going to keep that man. Oh, come on, somebody. Tear down that way of thinking that's going to have you destroy your own marriage. Oh, come on, somebody. Keep silent. Be quiet. Stop telling him everything you need and got to have and you want. He is not. Come on now. He is not, praise God, your genie. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
He is a man, a human being. He needs peace also. Peace of mind. Time to think and relax before you come with telling him you need something else. Because they coming out with a phone. That phone about $500. You going to pay your rent or get the iPhone? And if he was any kind of real man, you would be able to have both.
Hallelujah.
Prophet, were you saying something?
I just said hallelujah.
You know, if he was any kind of real man, he would be able to do everything and still be able to make sure you had that iPhone.
Mm.
Well, come on now. All right, I'm done. Minister Howell, the floor is yours.
And you know, it takes me back to the scripture we read in Proverbs. A foolish woman tears down a house.
Yeah,
you know? And we don't want to be those kind of women, you know, because if you always want it, always want this, something gonna come up lacking in your household. So you tearing down
now.
Your household to
Jesus.
Make yourself look good.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the words say, there's a time and a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven.
Come on.
See, you make sure that your important things are taken care of first.
Yeah.
And you have to be patient even with that.
Yeah.
You know? You can't be pushy. You can't be a boisterous woman. You know, you can't be a woman that demands her way.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to keep your place and know how to pray. Prayer changes things and prayer changes situations. And in due season, you shall reap if faint not.
Yes.
We have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto us. You know, it's time out for being, want to be like the Joneses. You know, just because the Joneses got an iPad. Just because the Joneses got an iPad, you got to have one. Just because Jones got a new dress, you got to have a new dress.
Come on.
It don't work like that. You don't know how the Jones getting her new dress. You don't know how the Jones got her iPad. But you want to go over there in her house and bring her stuff in your house.
Come on.
Tearing down your house to be like somebody else's house.
Come on.
My Lord.
As I said before, Mr. Howell, whose house is in your house?
Amen.
That iPad wasn't in our house. It was in her house down the street. Why are you trying to bring that in my house down here where we live? Well, we don't make her kind of money in this house. Whose house are you bringing in my house? You got to know what we can afford. Oh, come on now.
And, you know, just like Prophet Morgan say back in Genesis, when Eve looked at that apple, it looked so appealing to the eye. And, you know, people get on those iPads and they sit up so straight and try to make you think it's so this and so that.
Come on.
But see, it's just another instrument that's subject to break down.
Amen.
Another instrument you got to keep buying something to keep it going.
Come
on. That's the trick of the enemy.
Come on.
He have tricks.
Come on.
He always want to keep you in bondage.
Come on.
Because you want to be like the world. You see, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We can't follow the passions of the world all the time.
Come on, Jesus.
You know, we can't be covetous of what somebody else have. Be content with what you have.
All right now, baby girl. She back there preaching up a song.
Be content.
Amen.
I hear. Yeah, we have to be content.
Amen. Yeah. Well, calm down. Get you some water, girl. Yeah. Break. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, will absolutely make you cry.
Jesus. Oh, God. All right now. Prophet, the floor is yours. Yes, it's prophet time to speak.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Like she's trying to stand up. She's standing up. She's trying to get that.
She's fired up back here.
Lord,
yes, Lord Jesus. We
you know, Lord, to
oh, my goodness.
What Minister Howard was saying. What are you, and it goes back to what Minister Howard and Prophet is saying. What are you willing to sacrifice?
Baby girl.
God says, okay, you can have the house on the hill. You can have all of the wonderful things that you want. You can have everything that you want. But what are you willing to give in exchange for? See, because there is going to be an exchange. But that's why the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Amen. Preach.
There's going to be an exchange for trying to have it all. The thing of it is, how much does that, like they were talking about the iPad and all that wonderful stuff, how much does that iPad really worth to you? Is it worth the hatred of your children? Now your children hate you with a passion because you treated the iPad like your child instead of
Jesus. My God.
Does your husband hate you with a passion because you treated the iPad, you went to sleep with it? Come on, let's get deep now. Because, see, you went to sleep with it. You woke up, and then you got a special towel to wipe it off with.
Jesus.
Ooh-wee.
My God. We're getting deep now. Lord, help us.
Boy, let's go deeper. What about those dishes in your china cabinet that can't nobody eat off of?
Ooh.
Come on. We're going to hit some stuff today.
My God. Jesus, help us, Lord.
That's only for special occasions. What kind of occasions are you talking about? So your family.
Oh, come on, Prophet. You know what kind of special occasions. That's for those special people, you know, whoever they are.
Because when we do that, this is what we do. See, because for everything that we do, there's always an exchange.
Yes.
And so when we say those are for special occasions or those, quote, unquote, special people, then what we begin to do is to tell our families that we don't value them that much. See, because when you tell your child, let me say something for those that was grew up in a house like that where the dishes were only for special people. You know, when you tell your child that this is what they think, so I'm not special enough to eat off of that. So you love that dish, or you love, you only take that out when the good comes.
My Lord.
You do. Are you treating me like a commoner when I own the house? When I'm an heir to the throne?
Jesus. My God.
See, let's deal with this. See, we got to deal with this because we do those kinds of things. And God, these, and the Bible says, those that you yield your members to, they're servants you are.
Amen.
So are you serving the iPad? So are you
my
serving
God.
Your dishes in that cabinet?
I got real sad when you started serving dishes.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about serving dishes. Like, I cooked up a special dish and I served it to the beach. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the dish is your man.
I do you one better, Prophet. How about that car that nobody can't touch? Nobody can't drive. That thing just sits in the driveway. Oh, come on.
With that, with like probably with that special cover over. With that, but I do you one better. What about that special? Because let's get real deep. What about that piece of pie that you told people not to touch? Because that's my special pie.
My God.
Reserved for me.
Lord Jesus.
What about that pew that you told nobody to sit in? Let's get real deep. Let's get real deep. Come on, let's get deeper. What about the stuff that you, the special places you go that you won't tell nobody else about?
Oh, Jesus.
Because that's your place. This is my thing. What about that spirit of jealousy and anger that rises up in you? If you should happen to bump into one of your friends at your special place.
Jesus.
See, let's get real. As if the restaurant built that whole big old restaurant for only you to eat there. As if they built that whole mall so that you could have a variety of things to choose from. Just you, nobody else. We're going to deal with it today. Because, see, this stuff has got to work. Because you've got to understand something. If you're going to be a patient wife, if you're going to be a wife that is an asset and not a liability, you've got to get past the small stuff, baby girl. If you're going to be a good wife, you're going to have to get past all of this little petty stuff that you are having in your life. Because God, the reason why this has to be brought to you this way is because God has more for you. God has greater for you, but if you're stuck messing with petty, when you're mining and major and not dealing with the major things the way that you're supposed to, then you're going to stay in the low grade. And God is saying,
amen,
you keep up higher, but you keep on messing with petty stuff.
Jesus.
Going over Pope House, seeing what kind of drama you can start. When God says, you know what, drama is beneath you.
Amen.
All of this little stuff that you're doing is beneath you, and it is tearing up your house.
Jesus.
What is it costing you? Yeah, you live in the life. You live in Beverly Hills, but what has that cost you?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you shop on Fifth Avenue, but what has it cost you?
Jesus, Lord.
Yeah. You on the Oprah show, but how did you get there?
Ooh, Jesus.
Did you step on your children? Did you step on your husband? Or did you take the Malcolm X approach? Come on, let's deal with the risk. Did you take the Malcolm X approach by any means necessary? See, because whose dreams did you have to crush to sit where you sit? whose hard work did you brush off and take credit for to get where you're getting? Did you get there? Did you get where you are with clean hands and a pure heart? Uh-oh. See, the amen done got low right now because we ain't get where we go. A lot of us
didn't amen. Get I was muted, praise God. Amen.
Amen. We didn't get where we got with pure hearts, you know. See, because I could get there, but I'm going to have to get dirty to get there. I can get there, but see, there, what they don't show you in all of these things that we do, there's a lot of cost to be paid. You're a big-time preacher. You're a big-time minister, but here is the deal. Here is the deal. Then I'm going to flow back over to Prophet V. You got there, and you're a big-time preacher or whatever, but is your house still intact? Did your children learn Jesus before the congregation? I almost, and you know what, Prophet V, it feels like I almost want to go back to where we were when you were talking about who do your children say that you are, because that's a lot, too. How did you get there? Because do your children only love you when you're at church? Because that's the only place you know how to act right.
Jesus.
Because you got folks that you want to embrace.
Oh, my Lord.
You got folks that you don't want to know the real you. So it's hallelujah,
man.
Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, the church. But when you get home, you got sailors coming out of your mouth. When you get home, you talk about your husband like a dog, but when you are at church, because you got an image to protect, you're letting him know what a wonderful man he is, and you want him to play the role with you in the church.
Jesus.
See, come on. Because, see, we're talking about patience. And then this is what I love about what we're talking about, prophecy. Because it says that patience has a perfect work.
Amen.
See, because in your patience, it's really going to show you how selfish you really are.
I know that's right. Preach.
In your patience, it's really going to show you how arrogant you really are.
Preach. Amen. I should have thought of shouting on that one. Arrogant, huh?
See, that's what the perfect work means. See, because patience will reveal the underdeveloped parts of you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because patience ain't nothing will show you what, if you ever want to know what God is still working on in your life, just have something where you got to wait on it.
Amen. Preach that thing now. That's
why,
the truth right there.
This is the thing. What you doing while you're waiting?
Oh, come on.
Because Prophet V just got to talk about, well, you tell your husband if he was any kind of man, he would do this. That tells that you have a spirit of entitlement on you.
Oh, come on. Selfishness, pride. Come on.
Y'all not going to like me today, but that's okay. That tells that you guys, if you're any kind of man, you do this. What if he's the kind of man that doesn't need to prove his masculinity by buying you things?
Oh, come on. What if he's the kind of man whose self-worth is not in material things? The godly kind of man.
That's what I was trying to say right there.
Because, see, the thing is here, what are you really looking for? Are you looking for a man of God or a man of the world? A man of the world's ambition is all earthly material possessions. That's his ambition. To keep his wife in the finest clothes, in the finest house, driving the finest car, you know, the finest jewelry, the finest this, the finest that. Because that's where his self-worth is in. What he has. Materially. And he's trying to prove himself through his children, through his wife, through his career goals, that he's somebody, he's worth something. But a man of God doesn't have to prove that he's worth anything. He already knows he's worth a lot. Jesus died and shed blood. Hello. He's worth a whole lot to God. A life was given. I didn't say taken. I said given for him. He's worth a whole lot. He's truly valuable. Oh, come on. Because God wouldn't have died for somebody that wasn't worth anything. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. He wouldn't have just died so that anybody. Oh, come on now. So he died for those that he knew, praise God, he was going to resign. They're worth something to him. Amen. Yes, Lord God of God. Amen. I know a man who worth something, my daddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. But let's go to the next scripture, praise God. And I'm going to also put that scripture in the chat room. Let patience have a perfect work. We were going there, praise God. Prophet, I went ahead of us. Amen. But that's all right, praise God. That's all right. Glory to God. I'm just going to go ahead and put it in the chat room. Glory to God. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, because when you're patient, you need wisdom in your patience. If you're being patient without wisdom, praise God. Woo! Like they say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste if you're being patient without wisdom. Because in your waiting, even if you're waiting, praise God, what kind of a benefit will it be to you if you don't know how to make a wise decision? Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
I can be waiting on some money, but when I get it, that don't mean I'm going to do what I need to do with it. You know, like pay the bills that I need to pay, like, you know, where I live, light, water, you know, food, you know, gas, if you have to pay gas, you know, if you like cable, you know, you don't have to have it, but if you like it, cable, you know, food, you know, after that, then you have money to play around with. But did you go buy the things that you don't need, praise God, and the things that you want versus take care of what needs to be taken care of? Yeah, you waited for it. But what did you do with it when you got it? Oh, come on, somebody. You waited for a job, but what did you do with the job when you got it? If you're not operating in wisdom, the wisdom of God. Oh, yeah, you waited to get a car, but by the time you got a car, what did you do with it? Oh, come on. You waited for a wife, but by the time you got a wife, what did you do with the wife you got? You waited for a husband, but when you got the husband, what did you do with him? You waited for the children, but by the time you got the children, what did you do with them? Oh, come on, somebody. So in the process of your waiting period, what are you doing, praise God, with it when you get it? It's not enough just to wait for it. Anybody can wait for anything that you have to wait for. Oh, come on now. People in jail are waiting to get out. People in prison are waiting to get out of prison.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody. People in prison are waiting to get out of prison. But that don't mean that they had a plan, a wise plan, a plan from God to do what's right by the time they got out. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're waiting, glory to God, doesn't mean that you have the wisdom that goes along with the waiting. Because in the wait, you're going to need the wisdom to do what is right and wise once you get past the point of waiting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next scripture. Praise God. And that is coming out of the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Praise God. Hebrews 6 and 12. It says, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, baby girl. I'm going to also read it out of the easy-to-read version. It says, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, we don't want you to be lazy. We want you to be like those who, because of their faith and patience, will get what God has promised. Oh, Jesus, I love it. I love it. Through faith and patience, you'll get what God has promised, but not by being lazy. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are you not willing to wait, praise God, for that man to become all that God knows he can be? Amen. Are you not willing to wait for your children, praise God, to become all that God wants them to be? Glory be to God. Or are you trying to live your life through your children, wanting this fame or this fortune, praise the Lord, and you want it now? You know, you want to get rich quick. You got to have it now instead of waiting for God to produce all that he will do through his children. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we have to wait on it. We got to have faith in it. And then and with our faith, praise God, as we're waiting, praise God, through patience, we inherit the promise. Could you not wait for that man to become, praise God, the owner of Burger King? Wait for that man to become, praise God, hallelujah, the head, praise God, that he needs to be. Wait for that man to become, you know, the minister that God would bring him forth to be, praise God. He might have a mega ministry, but you so enthusiastic about being, you know, the first lady of a mega ministry. Oh, come on, somebody. You couldn't wait for him to get there. You had to go get you a man who was already there. Oh, hello, somebody. Come on now. Because you just couldn't wait. Oh, come on, you're too lazy to put in any real hard work and be alongside of that man and help build and grow that church and nurture those people of God, that you got to go get somebody that already got it. Mm-mm. Be careful, because somebody who already got it ain't looking for you to give it to. Hello. Mm. Hello. Somebody who already got it ain't looking for you to give what they already got to. They looking for a certain kind of woman. Oh, come on now. And that woman ain't you. Don't be so quick to jump, how they say it, jump the gun, thinking that the grass is green on the other side, and get into something that you can't get yourself out of because you couldn't be patient. And wait, you're going to do it the lazy way, the quick and easy way, instead of the long, praise God. I'm going to say it like this. Joseph didn't get to be who he was overnight. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
But by the time he had a wife and some children, oh, come on now, he was the governor. But that woman who couldn't see anything in Joseph, praise God, when he was a slave, oh, come on, somebody, was never going to be his wife when he became the governor. Can I get a hello?
Amen.
Hello. That was never going to be his wife. Because you're not looking for the person who couldn't stand with you. You're not looking for the person who could not stand for you. Come on now. Glory to God. And then it says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, it says, for you have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, there's an inherited promise that comes along with you being patient and waiting. You stand with that man of God. You stand for that man of God. You stand by that man of God. Oh, come on now. And watch the promise that God, hallelujah, Jesus, has already said was yours. Watch you receive the fruit of your labor. Because you stood with God for your man of God. Oh, come on. You believe, praise God. He may not have been what he needed to be, but he was going to get there. Oh, come on. He may not have started off going to church, but before it was over, said, and done, he's going to be the minister of the church house. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because we overlook people like that. Oh, he didn't start off in there, and, you know, he wasn't going to church every Sunday or whatever your Bible Sunday. Oh, no, I need me a man of God. I need someone that's already prepared and developed. That man is not looking for you. He's looking for a woman that's already prepared and developed, are you? Because if you couldn't wait for another man to get prepared and developed, why should he want to be waiting for you to get where he is? Oh, come on now. I'm going to say that again. If you couldn't wait for a man to get prepared and developed and get to the point where the man you think is all that and a bag of chips, ill, why would he want to wait for you to get where he is? He's not waiting for you. He's looking for somebody that's already where he is. And you will not be there because you don't know how to wait. Oh, come on. He's looking for somebody that saw him in the church, praise God, but waited until he got to that place in order to desire to be with him. Oh, come on, somebody. She waited patiently for him to get to that place. She waited patiently for him to see her and seek her out. Oh, come on, Jesus. She waited patiently, and the promise came to bear. A man that findeth a wife, oh, come on now, findeth a good thing, because she waited patiently. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go to the last scripture that I have here, which is James chapter 5, verse 7, before I give the floor back to Minister Howell and then Prophet Morgan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. What's going on here, little woman of God? She is fired up over here. I don't know if you guys can hear her.
Yeah, we can hear.
But she is fired up. It says, be patient. Glory to God. Therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waiteth. I'm going to read that again. And I'm not trying to be deep or over spiritual, but I'm going to read that again. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be patient, my sister, and wait for that man to come to that place he's supposed to be. Be patient, my brother, and wait for that woman. Be patient, mother, and wait for your children to get to that place they need to be. Be patient. Oh, come on, somebody. They're going to come forth as pure gold. God who started the work in those children, whether they be rebellious and disobedient or not, is going to finish the work he started. But you're going to have to stand fast and in the faith for them to get to that place. like the prodigal son. Praise God. Be patient and wait. It says, behold, the husbandman waited. God waits. And if he can wait, we can wait. Oh, come on now. He waited for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it. Oh, Jesus. He waits patiently for a long time. Oh, Lord. Until he receives the early and latter rain. Oh, God. Don't you want your husband to shower you with praises, praise God? Shower you with compliments? Shower you with gifts? Shower you with kisses? Shower you with love? Oh, come on, somebody. But if you haven't waited patiently for it, you can't get what you didn't wait for. Woman of God, if you didn't wait long enough for that man to get to that place, praise God, where he can give you things that you want and not need, praise God. You don't need a BMW, you need a car. Well, come on. You don't need a mansion, you need a house. Well, come on, somebody. It's nice to have a mansion, but you don't actually need a mansion. Come on now. Praise God. But if you waited patiently, you receive it, the early and the latter, the same way the Lord does. Minister Howell, go forth, woman of God.
Amen. So we see here tonight that patience is very important. Good things come to those that wait. Glory to God. And you shall reap if you faint not. Glory to God. And a lot of people, they're being deceived now because they don't want to wait. They're lazy. And anything come by, you know, because you're lazy, you'll fall for it. The quick, the microwave part, you know, you don't want to cook a cake, cook a nice supper. You want to just throw something in the oven, in the microwave, quick and easy. No sweat. Glory to God. So it's important that we wait on the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
When you wait on him, all good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Glory to God. But you go out there and get it on your own. Glory to God. It's not going to be good. You're probably going to be miserable, matter of fact, in the end, because you didn't wait on the Lord. You know, we suffer by the mistakes that we make for not being patient. You have to be patient. Anything worth having is you have to wait on it. How bad do you want it? Wait on it. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm reminded now, there was a young man in the Bible. He had to work a total of 14 years just for one woman. But he he did whatever he could do to get that particular woman that he wanted. It took 14 years.
Come on.
He will work those 14 years. Are you willing to wait? It might take a few years. Glory to God. But you shall reap if you faint not. Glory to God. It'll be like a precious jewel.
Yes.
A diamond. Glory to God. Shining. Glory to God.
Yes.
That will never ever lose. Hallelujah. It is a sparkle. Glory
Come
to
on,
God.
Jesus.
When you want a diamond, you want a diamond. You don't want no cut glass. You want the diamond.
Come on. Yeah.
So sometimes you have to dig deep for it.
Oh, Jesus.
Dig
yes,
real
Lord.
Deep for it. Glory to God.
Thank
and
you,
you'll
Lord.
Get that diamond. But if you just go the surface part of it, you're not going to get the real
come
diamond.
On.
You're going to get a cut glass. You're going to think it's diamond. See, that's what the devil does, make you think you got something and you don't have what you think
Amen.
You have. That's the trick of
My
the
God.
Enemy. He work on your mind.
Come on.
Put things in front of your eyes and make it look like, but it's not the real McCoy. But see,
Jesus.
If you wait on the Lord, you will get the real McCoy. One
My
that
God.
Will never leave you, never
Come on.
Leave you, never forsake you.
Come on.
Always giving good remarks about you in the public.
Come on, Jesus.
Your
yes.
children will call you blessed.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When you walk by, you even smell good because the fragrance of the Lord follow you everywhere you go.
Yes, Jesus.
Ah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Even your speech, hallelujah,
Come on.
Is one that people want to sit down and just listen to you speak all day long
Come on.
Because your speech is seasoned. A woman of
yes.
A woman of great power. A woman, hallelujah. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my shot. Oh, God is so good
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good thing come to those that way. Good
yes,
thing.
Lord. Yes.
He said, this is my queen. This is my
princess. Come on. Yes, Lord.
But if you get one being lazy, don't want to wait. Ha, you'll find yourself being the part-time lover. The part-time lover. He'll smile with you in the public, but behind those doors, hallelujah, say, get out of my face. I don't want to talk to you. You'll see the real him behind those doors.
Amen.
If you don't
Amen.
Believe it, go and look at the picture they call the Diary of the Mad Black Woman.
Amen.
In the public, oh, she was everything that she was even hoped to be. But she
Come
knew
on.
When she got home, and it's going to be a whole story.
Thank
huh.
Don't
run for the grass is greener on the other side.
There's another story, praise God.
Amen.
Like that. But, you know, another thing, and I'm going to give it back to you and then Prophet. Another thing that you have to look at is this. What if he does strive to get everything that you want? What if he does become that man that's career oriented and ambitious, and he's trying to attain things in life, and then he becomes a man that you don't even want because he no longer has any value in you. His value is in the things that he accomplishes.
Mm-hmm.
His value is now in a woman that can accomplish something, a woman that went to school, a woman that has her own business, a woman that's going places. What happens when this man, you know, the monster that you created, praise God. Oh, he attains to all
the
those
monster.
Things that you didn't
the
want
monster.
Him to attain to. But now he no longer has any need for you. Mm. Now he no longer places any value or worth in you. Praise God. Because he's going after all those things that you wanted him to go after. Now he does care about the house, the clothes, the shoes, the car, the everything. Everything material, the money, the everything. The latest this, the latest that. Now he does care about all those things and has no time and no need for you.
Mm.
So come on now. My grandma used to say this to me. You know, a hard head make a soft behind. And the bed you made,
yes,
I'm sorry, praise God, you have to lay in that bed you made.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Minister Howell, and then we're going to get back to Prophet Morgan.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. So I tell you, having all those things, the house on the hill and the dog named Fluff is not everything.
Oh, come on.
It's about walking in the will of God,
yes.
Having patience, having wisdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Being that woman that he's calling for these last days. It takes patience. It takes patience. It takes time to get there. We have to grow in this thing. This is not a fly-by-night.
Come
not
on.
A fly-by-night thing. Glory to God. You have to grow in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you want something, hallelujah, you have to wait. Be willing to wait and trust God.
Come on.
Lean not to your own understanding, but lean on him, the author and the finisher of your faith, the one that knows your beginning and also your end. Glory to God. Ha, glory to God. Just be patient.
Go forth, prophet. Amen. Let that go, little girl. I need that, okay? In order to do the broadcast, I need that, Mom. All right. Go forth, prophet.
Amen. When we got to really look at patience, because one of the scriptures that we looked at here was Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. And it says, we don't want you to be lazy. We want you to be like those who, because of their faith and patience, will get what God has promised. Because of their faith and patience will get what God has promised. Your life, and I hate to bust your bubble, but your life is not about you.
Amen.
It's not about you getting everything that you want.
Amen.
It's not about you receiving everything that you want to receive in life. Your life is, you were created to glorify and bring glory to God, not to gratify yourself.
Amen.
Not to have everything that you want. And God is going to give you a man, hallelujah, that's going to keep you in tune with him.
Come on.
So that may mean that man may have to keep you away from certain things so that you don't lose your soul in the possession.
Amen.
So because the Bible says life is not in the abundance of which man possess. The abundance means which man possess. That's not where your life is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in Jesus. And God is going to give you a man that is going to keep you tuned in. So here's what he says. We don't want you to be lazy. We want you to be like those who, because of their faith and patience, will get what God, that's key right there.
Come on.
What God has promised.
Yes, Lord.
He never promised you anything. He promised you to give what's in his will for you to have. He never said you were going to marry a millionaire. He never said, no, you're going to get the man I want you to have that's according to my will, according to that expected end. I want you to end that. And a lot of times, the expected end that God is talking about is totally different than our expected end, because our expected end, let's just be real, was dreamed up in the flesh. It wasn't seeking him. See, because the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of heaven, and all of these things will be added unto you. So we weren't seeking the kingdom of heaven, so we don't know what God's real desire is. And so God is blessing us and stuff, but it don't look like what we want it to look like, because it's after the counsel of his own will. Not ours.
Amen.
It's what he wants. See, you forgot who is the Lord of Lords. You forgot who is the King. It's not about you. It's not about you. And so it says, you get what God has promised. And sometimes what God has promised and what you promised yourself is totally different.
Amen.
I know that broke some hearts right there.
Amen. Come on now.
Yes. Glory, glory, glory.
But it's not about you. And it says, and then we was looking at another verse of scripture, Hebrews chapter 10 and 36. And I said 36. I went on a little further. I went 36 and 37. Okay? It says this, you must be patient after you have done what God wants. Why, again, there it goes. Has nothing to do with you. There it goes again. After you must be patient. After you have done what God wants, you will get what he promised you. He says, very soon now, he says, very soon now, the one who is coming will come and not be late.
Amen. Come on.
This is the thing. Again, after you've done what God wants, you sitting up here, demanding things with your husband, being impatient. With your husband, but have you been a good servant to God?
Ooh.
Amen. Come on.
Ooh, we.
Come on.
Deep.
Have you
deep,
been
deep,
a good
deep.
Servant?
Man, appreciate
that, girl. Have you been a good servant to God? Isn't that talking about what your husband is not to you? Could he be mirroring the same service you give to God?
Jesus.
And you recognize his service is not good, but you can't recognize yourself in the kingdom of God.
Jesus, Lord.
See, Prophetess E set out the knife and all of the stuff for the surgery. So y'all check.
Yes, Lord.
Good, because this is after you've done. It says this. It must be patient after you have done what God wants. After you've done what God wants. So see, you want your man to please you, but God says you haven't pleased me yet.
Amen. Preach now. Preach.
You have done what I told you to do.
Come on now. Preach that thing.
The same sorry, lazy, whatever you're calling your husband or your wife,
baby girl.
You haven't done anything. Have you done what I told you to do? Because the Bible says after you've done what God wants, you will get what he promised. You ain't getting no reward before you do the work.
Come on now.
You're not getting it. If you don't do the work, you're an unprofitable servant. That means you don't get profit. That means you don't get profit. So you haven't put in any work with God. You haven't been on your knees before God. You haven't labored in the Word. You haven't done anything in the Word. Yet you want your man to do stuff for you. Yet you want your woman to do stuff for you. You got to please God. Then it will come from your husband down.
Oh, come on now, preach.
See, and a lot of times God gives us husbands and wives that mirror our relationship with him.
Ooh, you done went there now. My God. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Praise God and let you continue, people of God. We welcome you to call in at this time. Praise God. Glory be to God. And after the prophet has completed his thought, praise the Lord. If you want to give any, praise God, any comments, glory be to God. If you need prayer, glory to God, you are welcome to call in. The call-in number is 646-929-0305. Again, the call-in number, if you're listening right now to the sound of my voice, is 646-929-0305. You call in. Press 1. We will see you in the studio. Praise God. And we will let you on the air. Glory to God. Go forth, prophet.
Amen. And you know, it says, you must be patient after you've done what God wants. Have you been a servant? A good servant to God. Then you will get what he promised. You want a crown, but you don't want no cross.
Amen. Come on now.
You want a test, you want a money without a testimony.
Amen.
You want the good things in life, but you don't want to suffer.
Amen.
And even though the Lord says, after you suffered with me, you shall reign with me.
Amen.
You're not going to pass the work of this.
Amen.
The Bible says the worker is worthy of his hire. You're not even working. You're not worthy of the things you asked it for.
Amen. My God.
Oh, God. Okay. Lord Jesus. Because the Bible says, after you've done what God wants, then you get what he promised. And if God doesn't give you your reward before you do the work, why should your husband? I know y'all didn't like me right there. That's okay. We just gotta understand something. Then I'm gonna go to this scripture here. Another scripture that Prophet Z laid out for us. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 7 says this: brothers and sisters, be patient. The Lord will come. So be patient until that time. Look at the farmers. They have to be patient. It says, look at the farmers. They have to be patient. They have to wait for their valuable crops to grow and produce a harvest. If there is going to be value, if the possession or the thing that you want is going to be valuable to you, there's a process of patience that it must go through. Because they had to wait for their, it's no mistake that the Bible says they had to wait for their valuable crop to grow and produce all. They make patience, dear Lord, they were ready for the first rain and the last rain. Anything, like Minister, I was saying, anything worth having is you're going to have to wait for it. A lot of times, it comes quick. A lot of times, it's from the enemy, which the enemy is going to take it back once you decide not to serve him anymore. But see, if you do things God's way and you wait and you do, this thing is going to be happening.
Amen.
So think about a child. Think about a teenager who just has got a brand new car. He didn't work for it. He didn't patiently wait on it. He didn't nothing. His parents were just well off and they just bought it for him. Well, the first thing he does is he don't mind getting in a wreck in that car. He don't mind wearing those tires out. He don't mind anything. But when he has to pay for his own car,
oh, come on now. Come on.
And it takes patience for him to build up that check so he can get that car.
Come on.
Oh, now he rides down the road real slow.
Oh, come on. Preach.
Because why? His patience and his hard work of having to wait for that day made it valuable to him.
Come on now. Preach that thing.
But when it came easy, there was no value on it. That's what the word is saying when it said they had to wait for their valuable crop to grow and produce a harvest.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Preach now.
The patience was in. The patience was in with the value.
Praise the Lord. Come on, preach.
Patience. Here's what God is saying. Here's what the Spirit said to me a while ago. Patience establishes value in what you have.
Amen.
Where there is no patience, there will be no value.
Amen.
Where there is no patience, there will be no value. So all of those things that you got that you did not have to wait for, they're not valuable.
Jesus.
So you throw them away without a second glance.
My God.
And God wants you to wait in your marriage and to go through this area of patience.
Yes.
In your marriage so that your marriage can be valuable.
Man.
So that when that woman does become what God wants her to be to you, and she is, and he is what God wants that him to be to you, then what you've got to understand is that you will say, I don't give up without fight. Because
I know that's right.
Now it has established value.
Yes, Lord.
That's valuable to me, man. Because you'll tell a chick in a minute, you'll tell a man in a minute, you going to take what from me? Do you know how long I had to wait for him to get like that?
Come on now.
You love him because he's like that, but I had to wait for him.
Come on.
You love him. You love her. You think you love her because she like that. But do you not know I'm her husband and I waited 12 long years for her
Come
to be
on.
That That loving?
Come on.
And now you fight with emotion. Why? Because your patience established value in that person.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
And so this is what we're looking at. When there is no patience, there is no value.
Amen.
And God says, I'm going to take, in this season, I'm going to take marriages through patience.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm tired of y'all throwing them away like they're yesterday's trash.
Mm.
Come on.
So there's going to be some things in your marriage, woman of God, man of God, you're going to have to wait out.
Come on.
I'm not going to deliver you right away. Because I'm trying to establish value.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm trying to establish something on the inside of you. I'm trying to do some work on the inside of you. I'm trying to establish something bigger and better and greater and awesome, more awesome. Yeah, the world, it sees you with your blessing now, but they wasn't there when you were in the chamber of the potter's wheel.
Amen.
Waiting to be made. When you become marred in the hands of the Father, and then now you had, and the Father patiently molded you because he, watch this, it says when the clay became marred in the potter's hand, he didn't just throw it away because he was on the wheel turning and doing the work, and I'm not just going to throw this away.
Amen. Come on.
What did he do? Make another vessel.
Amen.
Make another vessel.
Glory to God.
So, patience establishes value, and what God is trying to do in his seed is establish value in our relationship. Because the truth, if the truth be told, there's a lot of us that don't value marriage anymore.
That's right.
That's because we haven't experienced times where we had to wait on a man, where we had to wait on a woman.
Amen. And I'm going to say this here. A lot of us who did not value our husbands and wives in the beginning or in the process of the marriage until we got to the place where we are today, it is only by the mercy and grace of God that we stand married, enjoying
Amen.
The fruit of God's labor inside of us as well as our husbands, inside of the husband as well as his wife. It is only by the grace and mercy of God, because a lot of us, a lot of people, didn't see any value in that woman, praise God. A lot of us, women, didn't see any value in that man, even though you were married to him, because you stood in that place of what? Pride. Pride says, I see what you are not and not what you are. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't see any real value in them, because all you can see is yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. You don't see any value in your wife because all you can see is yourself. And what do we do in the process of that person getting to that place where God is leading them to? Complain. So-and-so ain't did this, that, and the other, ain't doing this, that, and I'm so tired, and this and that. And you know what? If it ain't for the grace, okay, let me get grammatically correct. If it is not for the grace and mercy of God, a lot of us would not be in the marriages that we are in today, because it wasn't because we were so wonderful.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
It wasn't because we were so great and we just understood everything and we just knew the right things to do. A lot of married people would not be married today. We can tell the truth up in here.
Amen. Heaven and shame to devil.
Not been for the grace and mercy of God, along with the help of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and all the heavenly hosts of angels, okay, that it took for us not to make a mess of the masterpiece that God was creating. It took all of them together to stop us. Oh, come on now, from destroying the house that he was building. Oh, come on, because what does the word of God say? Except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. If he's not building that marriage, if he's not building those children up, they that labor in vain. So I had to say that now because, see, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, that man of God waited patiently and that woman of God waited patiently. Yeah, they did wait patiently now, but if it has not been for the Lord, because in their patience they were complaining. Oh, come on, somebody. In the process of waiting for what you did not currently see at that time, you were complaining. And your mouth was not so beneficial to your own house. So I had to throw that out there because you need to understand God is the glue holding all of it together.
Amen.
Go ahead, prophet.
Amen. Well, you know, I just have to give a last remark because really everything has really been said.
Amen.
You know,
We're going to do everything in decency and in order. Let's go to the woman of God first, and then we're going to go to you. Minister Howell, your closing remarks?
Amen. Just like, yeah, everything pretty much been wrapped up. You know, you really wrapped it up, put a nice bow on it. Yeah, we have
Amen.
To wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Again, I say wait on the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
So that's the bottom line right there. Just waiting and be patient. Be patient. That word kept coming up all through the night. Patience. Somebody need patience tonight.
Oh, come on.
Don't be so hyper. Don't be anxious for nothing.
Come on.
Wait on the Lord.
Yes,
and he
Jesus.
Should strengthen your heart.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Go for
we
it,
We shall
Father.
Reap if we faint not.
Yes, we will. Come on now.
Amen. Amen. You know, I just want to say this in my last remark on tonight. Praise God. On tonight, anything that you want, you must be willing to wait for it to grow. Because if you're not willing to wait for it, did you really want it?
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. And I'm going to say this. Be careful. Praise the Lord. What you desire. Be careful what you think you need or you think you want. And make sure that the decision that you're making is a wise decision. Because
Amen.
You don't want to throw away your wife or throw away your husband or throw away your children because you didn't think they were ever going to make it, they were ever going to be anything, they were always just going to be disobedient and rebellious and they were just going to sin all their life, they couldn't get right. Be careful before you throw people away. And then watch God lift them up. Oh, come on now. And set them among kings and queens. Be careful. Because what you don't want to see is the man that you knew you had, praise God, on the cover of Forbes magazine. What you don't want to see is the wife that you didn't have no value in. Oh, come on now, somebody. On the
own network, Oprah Winfrey network. Because, see, God will use somebody like Oprah in order to bless his people. Oh, don't think he can't, and don't think he won't. You get on that network, and she talks about whatever God has blessed you to bring forth, whatever product, whatever business idea, and the money just starts flowing and rolling in, and you see that person on the cover of Woman Entrepreneurs magazine, and you're like, that's the wife I could have had. That's the wife I should have had. Look at my children over there. They're making it, but you didn't place any value in them, as Prophet Morgan said. And now they don't want nothing to do with you. Because you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait until the fruit, praise God, the seeds that you were planting in your children, in your wife, in your husband, were harvested. You could not wait. Glory to God. And because of your impatience, because you were too lazy to plant, praise the Lord, in order to reap, in order to harvest, now someone else, praise God, is enjoying the fruit, praise God, of their labor, because they waited, because they sowed, because they planted, because they prayed, and they fasted, and they worshiped, and they praised. Oh, come on now. They put in the work and the labor necessary to receive the reward they were looking for. The promises of God in the Word. Be careful. The seed you plant today will produce the harvest you see tomorrow. So we thank each and every one of you for coming out, for listening, for being a part of what God is doing here in today in the lives of his sons and daughters. Marriage is covering the world, praise God. Glory to God, because we have people who are married who are listening in from all over the world, praise the Lord, whose marriages are being blessed, they are being reconciled, they are being restored, they are being renewed, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is blessing and doing a marvelous and wonderful thing because he is marvelous. Amen? Praise God. We thank you so much for listening in the archives. Praise the Lord. But we truly know that God is about to bless your socks off. But until we see you again, stay in the presence of God. Allow God to lead you to a wise decision. Praise God. Because everything God does is wise. He understands, praise God, what he's doing. He has knowledge, glory to God, of what needs to be done and what needs to be said and where you need to be and how you need to produce. Glory to God. And it is only what the Lord sets in motion that will produce the correct harvest. Praise the Lord. So be blessed. Hey, well, I'm sorry. We didn't get your closing remarks? Praise God. I mean, your words. Okay. Just like, it don't matter if they don't understand my words. I got something to say. Praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, baby girl says, you know, just stay in that place that God wants you to be. Amen. That's your closing remark? Okay, I'm going to let your silence signal that that's what you were trying to say. Amen. Do what the Lord says, and you'll get what the Lord has to give you. Praise the Lord. Be blessed, people of God. We love you. Nothing was said or done herein on today to hurt you, but it was all said and done here to bless you. We love you. We want to see your marriage soar to higher heights. We want to see you climb mountains, praise God. We want to see you go above and beyond anywhere that you thought your marriage could be. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.